Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Isa sa mga tinig na hindi kumukupas para sa maraming Pilipino sa larangan ng OPM ay si Cool Ledesma, ang tinaguriang Asia's pop diva. Mahigit apat na dekada na siyang nagbibigay inspirasyon sa mga Pilipino sa pamamagitan ng kanyang musika. Ilan lamang sa kanyang mga pinakasikat na awitin ay ang Dito Ba, I Think I'm in Love, at Till I Met You. Pero higit pa sa kanyang mga awitin, ang kwento ng kanyang buhay. Sa kanyang pagbabalik sa Australia, ibinahagi ni Koo ang excitement na muling makapagtanghal sa harap ng mga kababayan. Pero mas nasasabik siyang ibahagi ang mga pagbabago sa kanyang buhay at kanyang mga natutunan sa likod ng mga pagsubok.
I go everywhere in the world where I am wanted to sing, and even if I get really busy in the Philippines, I love, you know, coming to places where there's a lot of Pinoys because I love my kababayans. And I'm not saying this para bumili kayo ng ticket, no. No. I say this because it's the truth. There is something in my heart that I always want to share with my kababayans, and it's a very, very important message. And tonight, would you allow me to share what has happened in my life that has, you know, made me a better person? Don't ask my assistant. No. 26 years ago, when I got separated from my husband, I became very desperate for the Lord. Ang ating Diyos na mapagmahal, nagbigay ng kanyang iisang anak. Okay? He gave Jesus Christ to us. Most Filipinos who are Catholics anyway know about Jesus. All right? I'm not going to talk to you about kababawans tonight because I believe I'm not that kind of person. I'm not mababaw even before when I was young. I believe that God gave me this journey where, you know, I became popular for the purpose of using me in the Philippines, most especially. So, my grandfather said, told me one very important, if not the most important promise in the Bible. When Jesus said in John 14:13, ask whatever you want in my name, and I will give it to you. For the Son must give glory to the Father. Ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. Two times sinabi, baka ma-miss out natin, diba? So as I kept, you know, studying the Bible, I realized, wow, nagka-gold medal ako, lang wala akong alam sa Bible, you know? And it had to take something very painful to happen in my life for me to look to God to set me free from that pain, from, you know, feeling betrayed. Basta lahat na gusto kong isulat yung pangalan ng babaeng yon sa EDSA. At nilalagay ko doon, home wrecker. Ganyan. Galit na galit ako. Can you imagine if I didn't find Jesus Christ who saved me from all of that pain, from all of that anger and feelings of whatever, betrayal, lahat na idagdag nyo na, siguro hindi na ako ganito kaganda. Hindi, ibig sabihin, the Lord has preserved what He created, you know, because hindi naman niya talaga gusto tayo to experience that kind of pain, being lost, being confused, because God is not a God of confusion. He wants us to have a wonderful life. Kaya Jesus said, the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy, but I came, sabi ni Jesus, that they may have life and have it abundantly. I want to follow God. And guys, you know what? Because I have Christ in me, I don't get lonely. I don't lack anything. I am content. I have a life that has been set free from every kind of weakness that I had before. Wala na akong ganon. It is only a relationship with Jesus Christ that will bring that to your life. So do you understand why I share this everywhere I go? Whether I meet one person or 1,000 people in a concert, I will always speak about that one person that loves me so much and changed my life.
Sa isang panayam, ibinahagi ng singer ang bagong depenisyon ng tagumpay, buhay at pag-ibig para sa kanya.
After po ninyong malaman yung grace of God, thank you for sharing din po yung word ni Lord. Paano po ito naka-apekto sa journey nyo ngayon, sa inyong artistry and sa inyong music?
Well, hindi na ako kumakanta ng mga kabastusan. Not that I was doing it before, but I'm very careful with, you know, with the songs that I sing. Alam niyo yon, yung mga, or, you know, very romantic songs na that would cause people to sin. It's, I live a life, I do want to live a life guided by the Holy Spirit, a pure life, a life of purity, okay? I'm not saying that in the beginning of my walk with the Lord, hindi ako nagkasala, perfect na ako agad. No. You have to work things with God through Jesus Christ our Lord. And yun na, I realize that everything that my eyes see, my ears hear, and what I say is very important in my relationship with God.
Thank you so much for sharing that. And well, sa muling pagbisita niyo po dito sa Australia, we all know that Filipino community is very supportive of OPM. So yung original Filipino or Pinoy music. And how important po para sa inyo na makapag-perform para sa mga kababayan natin abroad, hindi lamang po dito sa Australia, and to share also yung experience and journey?
Yeah. Well, I love traveling and visiting places where there's a lot of the, you know, our kababayans. Even in Europe, you know, we did that a few years ago, and we visited almost every city there to share about healing, to share about, you know, our testimonies of how we got to have that personal relationship with Jesus Christ. It is very important for me to continue to sing because God is using me in, you know, in my platform to share God. Yeah.
That God-given talent po is such a, ina-admire po namin lahat.
And, oh, thank you.
Over the years with the amazing decades po na experience niyo as an artist. So, paano, very successful po kayo. Pero ngayon ba, nagbago na ba ang pananaw ninyo or definition para sa inyo ng success?
Well, success is not about a lot of money or being more popular. Success is knowing God, obeying Him, and having a life of contentment, peace, you know, and using what God has given you to share with the people, to use it for His glory. So it follows anyway that when you, syempre, it's important to not to be lazy, to work hard, because, and there are many things that I've learned in the Bible that I did not know before, and that is to be a joyful giver. For example, if you don't study, you know, these things, you will not know that when you give, God gives it back to you. Syempre, you hear about it, but it's not as clear as when you see the promises in the Bible. You know, that He will return it to you 100-fold. The time that you spend with people, that is still something that that will be rewarded to you. Yeah.
So amazing to hear. Thank you so much po. And I guess one question, dahil narinig namin na mag-auction po ng gown sa ilang sa mga sinusuot ninyo, may we know po saan po mapupunta ang proceeds, ano po yung mga matutulungan after po nitong auction?
You want to... Okay, so the auction will take place, and the recipients of the auction is actually Share the Light Foundation, and also PADEL, the Philippine-Australian Disaster Emergency Relief. Response. And I'd like to acknowledge Paolo Lorando, who is the founder of Share the Light. So the Share the Light, there you go. Share the Light is a feeding program that we provide to the needy, the children, and all that. And this kind of feeding program is not only food, but it is actually, it has vitamins and minerals in it. So it's actually geared for malnourished children, which is a definite need in the Philippines. And I want to let you know that this gown will come with a certificate of authenticity that says that this was worn by our Kulidesma.
Just final question po. I know everyone here is so excited to see you perform on Sunday sa inyo pong concert. What will be your message to all your fans na very eager po na marinig ulit ang boses niyo dito sa Australia?
Yeah, it's going to be a wonderful night. There are also 3 Filipino guests that I will be doing a duet with. And I assure you, it's going to be a wonderful show where you will go home, makakapunta na kayo sa langit. Hindi, totoo.
Muling magtatanghal at magbibigay inspirasyon si Kulidesma sa kanyang mga tagahanga sa Australia sa pamamagitan ng kanyang A Night of Timeless Music Concert. Dagdag ng mga organizers, ang konsertong ito ay hindi lang isang pagtatanghal, kundi pagkakataon para damhin ng mga Pilipino sa Australia ang malalim at walang kupas na musika na minahal ng maraming henerasyon. Edinal Magtibay para sa SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.